Well, good morning.
早晨好。
We're going to start by reading a few verses. So beginning in John chapter 17.
我们要先读一些圣经，从约翰福音十七章开始。
John chapter 17, verses 15 and 16.
约翰福音十七章十五十六节。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。
2 Corinthians 4, 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And then finally, the last verse in the book of Daniel.
然后最后是但以理书。
So Daniel chapter 6, verse 20.
六章二十节。
Daniel 6:20, when he had come near the den to Daniel, he cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?
临近康边，哀声呼叫但以理，对但以理说，永生神的仆人但以理啊，你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？
So let's have one more word of prayer before we start.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you give us opportunity to come, to listen, that it is your desire to speak to our hearts.
主，你愿意向我们说话，我们也感谢你给我们这样的机会，再一次来到你的面前，聆听你的话语。
Lord, that we acknowledge that we desperately need to hear you speak to us.
主，我们愿意承认说，我们是这么多么的需要来听见你向我们说话。
So Lord, even as we share these feeble words together, may you reveal yourself.
主，当我们来交通这些软弱的话语的时候，愿你自己向我们显明。
We look to you to send forth that river of living water.
我们因为在你的那里面有永远的生命的河。
And Lord, give us your servants ears to hear.
主，求你赐给你仆人一个可听的耳。
That we may hear and that we may respond and that we may yield ourselves to the leading of your spirit.
所以我们可以听见，我们可以顺服，我们可以把我们自己让在你的恩手的引领的里面。
We do want to be those vessels.
我们愿意成为这样的一个器皿。
That testify of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
来见证主耶稣基督的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So, a couple of questions for us to consider as we go through this time.
我先有一些问题。
One is, what does it mean to be in the world but not of the world?
第一个，首先是什么是说活在这个世界里面，但是不属于这个世界。
And as our brother shared, the topic this morning is vessels of testimony.
所以就像我们弟兄刚刚所提到的，我们今天早晨要交通的题目是说见证的器皿。
So what is the focus of the vessel of testimony?
所以见证的器皿它的中心是什么?
Because it's really not about the vessel.
这个不是有关于器皿。
So whether it's relatively big or small or dull or shiny.
不管它是大的、小的、亮的或者不亮的。
Whether it's skinny or not so skinny.
不管它是瘦的或者不那么瘦的。
The real focus is not the vessel. Our brother put it wonderfully as he was sharing. It's really what is contained in that vessel or that channel, the treasure in the vessel.
所以我们所关注的中心不是那个器皿，而是这个器皿的水，或者说这个器皿里面的宝贝。
So if we are vessels of testimony, what does the world think of us?
所以如果我们是见证的器皿，那这个世界怎么样看待我们呢？
Individually and corporately.
不管我们是作为个人还是作为群体。
So our brother Michael and I have this burden to share this morning.
所以张弟兄和我今天早晨有这样的一个负担要和大家交通。
And as we consider that, it was really one of the principles, our key principles, our brother shared last weekend.
所以当我们来思想，其实也是我们的弟兄上一个星周日和我们所交通的。
Our brother shared that this life in the wilderness, one of the key principles to this life is to bear the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们在这荒野里面的生命的中心，就是要来担负主耶稣的见证。
So I'm going to begin, and I'm going to take the liberty to either throttle us forward or backwards, or make sure whatever we do, we protect some time for our brother Michael.
所以我这样可以有一个开始，不管我是推弟兄姊妹往前或者往后，那为我们张弟兄做一个准备。
But I want to consider at least a couple of just thoughts, really, from an Old Testament record.
所以我想从旧约里面的一些事来做一些。
And we're not going to read the story, but we do want to see if we can glean something of the character of Christ by considering this Old Testament record.
所以我不会把这个故事读出来，但是我只是想从这个故事来说到我们作为见证的器皿的几个重点。
So I'm going to talk briefly about Daniel and his friends.
我要从但以理和他的那些朋友说起。
And have no fear, we are not going to read all 12 chapters or go through an exhaustive study of the riches in the book of Daniel.
不要害怕，我不会把所有的十二节都读一遍。
But when we look at a couple of acts or activities in Daniel, we can really glean something of this topic of vessel of testimony.
所以，但是当我们看到但以理书里面所发生的事情，我们真的是可以看到我们应该怎么样来做见证的器皿。
Brother Friday night, I think, put it very, very well in that it's not the acts or the activities that we want to take a look and focus on.
所以就像我们弟兄星期五所交通的，不是外面的行为我们所要交通。
But whether what is the character, what is the life that brought forth those acts?
而是里面的生命才能够活出这样的行为。
So, three items really I want us to consider as we think about bearing the testimony and bearing the testimony in the story of Daniel and his friends.
所以当我们思想但以理和他的朋友所做的见证的时候，我们要思想下面三件事。
Number one is what was the setting that Daniel and his friends were in?
第一个是但以理他们当时的环境是怎么样的。
And I actually summarize that as captivated versus captive.
我这边要说的，他当时是被掳，但是他们不是一直在一个被掳的一个状态里面。
And then what were Daniel and his friends occupied with?
他们每天所忙碌的是什么？
What was their vocation or their calling versus just their occupation?
他们的恩召是什么？他们的职业是什么？
And then finally, how did the Lord testify through their life?
主怎么样通过他们的生命、他们的生活来彰显他的见证？
How did they demonstrate overcoming versus being overcome?
他们怎么样来见证说他们是得胜的，而不是被胜过？
So let's first take the setting.
所以我们先来看一下他们的环境。
I think as we consider when our Old Testament saints walked the earth,
当我们看到旧约里面这些先知他们在地上行走的时候，
one of the thoughts is, was there separation of church and state when they walked on this earth?
他们在这个地上的时候，教会和政府是分开的吗？
In other words, was there a distinction between the everyday activities of their life and their spiritual life?
他们每天在地上的生活和他们属灵的生活有区别吗？
Or in fact, were they dwelling with the tent of testimony in their midst, moment by moment, every day?
他们每天每时每刻在他们当中彰显出他们所要彰显出主的见证吗？
So Daniel and his three friends were actually from nobility as birth anyway.
他们但以理和他们的几个朋友是以色列的宗室和贵位当中的人。
But as very young children, they were taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar.
但是在他们很年轻的时候，他们就被尼布甲尼撒王带离耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem was destroyed, and they were removed from their homeland.
耶路撒冷被摧毁，他们就被从他们的家乡带出来。
They were in a land very far away, and they were actually captives in this kingdom of the world.
他们被带到一个离他们家很远的，他们是被掳的。
And the first thing that happened is they were put into service of the king, or put into a program to test them for service to the king.
他们要将他们他们被带入这样一个一个光景，他们要学习各样的学问，让他们能够侍立在王的面前。
So 3 years of university, but I don't think they had three months of summer break.
他们就像上了三年大学，但是我不相信他们每年的都有三个月的暑假。
And I think they found that some of the tests that they were going to undergo were tests that were even competitions for their very lives, both physically and spiritually.
所以他们看到，他们不但要通过考试，甚至是有一个要威胁到他们生命的一个试炼。
But their studies were all about the systems of the world, the knowledge of the world, the wisdom of the world.
但是他们所学习的都是这个属世的知识、能力和所谓的智慧。
They were to become experts, along with many of the children of Babylon, in these subjects, in these topics.
他们要通达巴比伦的各样的学问。
Now keep in mind, as captives, they didn't govern or...have freedom to choose how they would spend their time.
所以他们作为被掳的，他们并没有自由来选择他们怎么样来使用他们自己的时间。
This actually, I think, forced them to consider even more importantly what was of true value.
所以他们也许会思想这一切有什么意义呢？有什么价值呢？
So now, if we were Daniel and we were his friends, we might make excuses with the Lord.
所以如果我们是但以理，我们也许在主的面前有这样的借口。
Lord, if I only had more time, I would read your word more.
主，如果我有时间，我会更多的读你的话语。
I mean, if I wasn't having to study 24 hours a day and do all this work, surely I would spend more time communing with you.
如果我不是需要用24小时来学习所谓这些学问，我会更多的来读你的话语。
But I really have no choice. I'm captive.
但是我没有选择，因为我是被掳的。
I think we often find ourselves in similar situations. Lord, if I only had more time.
所以我想，我们很多时候都在同样的光景里面，我们对主说：“主，如果我有更多的时间。”
And then the Lord graciously gives us a little time. And how often do we waste that time?
而主也许就给我们多一点点时间，但是很多的时候我们把这些时间都浪费了。
Do we spend it for personal pleasure instead of what the Lord has provided?
我们也许来做一些让我们自己喜悦的事。
Well, Daniel and his friends actually, even in the midst of this captivity, in the midst of this direction they had, very clear direction of studying and tests that they were going to have to take to become service to the king.
而丹尼里和他的朋友在这边，他们要通达 地上的学问，来侍立在王的面前。
They actually had a very, very large temptation to face.
所以他们有很大的一个诱惑。
So despite that they had long hours of working, long hours of studying.
所以他们要花很多的时间来学习，来工作。
There was one benefit.
但是有一个好处。
We were going to get provisions of the choicest food and the choicest wine from the king.
王将他自己所用的膳和所饮的酒赐给他们。
Work hard, study hard, but then you can gorge yourself on all the delicacies of the world.
所以你如果用功学习，你就可以得到世上很多的好处。
Get drunk on the finest things the world has to offer.
可以饮世上最好的酒。
Now we might be tempted to say, "Well, thank you, Lord, for this small provision in this wasteland that you've given us."
我们也许会对主说：“主，谢谢你给我们每日的供应。”
Surely this must be a provision of the Lord to provide this wonderful food in this.
当然，我们拿到这样很好的酒，很好的膳，当然是主的供应。
Surely this must be the way the Lord is going to carry me through these hard times.
这也许就是所主所要带领我所经历的。
In fact, I think Daniel and his friends saw that actually this was the lies and the lure of.The enemy and of the world.
但是丹尼里和他朋友看到，这其实是我们的仇敌的一个谎言。
To falsely put before us ideas or thoughts that really steal away the very provision he has made.
但是是让我们看不到神所要给我们预备的。
The provision to commune with Him, the provision to interact with Him.
因为主要我们做的是和他有交通。
I don't think Daniel and his friends were trying to be the first vegetarians in the world.
我不认为但以理和他的朋友是这个世上第一个想要吃素的。
Not sure whether they liked vegetables or didn't like vegetables.
我也不知道他们喜欢吃素还是不喜欢。
But I'm sure that it was not about their physical health. They weren't trying to be health nuts or trying to take care of their physical appearance.
他们不是为着他们自己的身体，也不是为着他们外面的身形。
But they were trying to be good stewards of what the Lord had provided.
但是他们愿意做主的好管家。
So it really wasn't about diet, it wasn't about what they preferred to eat.
不是说他们喜欢吃什么。
I think it was all about obedience to the Lord and not being defiled with what the world had to offer.
还是关乎顺服主。不被世上的食物所沾染。
These delicacies represented really the defilement and the false pleasures of the world versus that communion with the Lord.
而是关乎让世上的这些东西来沾污自己。
And they had to do this, they actually had to be defiant of the orders. I mean, the king was providing this. You don't want to disobey orders.
而他们要他们这样做，他们必须违反王的命。
So they had to actually seek favor, and even in that, though, they sought the proper way to be allowed to eat the vegetables, not defile themselves.
他们要在太监长面前蒙恩，这样他们才能够吃他们所想要吃的食物。
Now the interesting thing is there's a very practical issue here. You don't generally eat a large steak and egg breakfast before you go take a final in at school.
这边也有一个很实际的问题，因为你在最后期末考试之前，你不会吃很大一块牛排。
I think many of us have lived long enough. You eat a big meal, then you go try to do something important, or you try to even sit and read the Bible, and you're just kind of groggy and tired.
我想大家都有这样的经验，在你要去考试或者你读圣经之前，你如果吃了很多的东西，那在你考试的时候，你就会昏昏沉沉。
You're not alert. You're not able to do the things that you really need to do or concentrate on the things that you need to concentrate on.
你不再警醒，你不再能够专心。
So the result was in this obedience, Daniel and his friends, when they were brought before the king, they were actually found to be 10 times wiser than all the other wise men.
当他们在这个最后考试的时候，他们来到王的面前，他们但以理和他们朋友，他们在智慧和聪明比别的人都要胜过十倍。
So they actually stood apart in the mastery of the world systems and the wisdom of the world.
所以他们掌握了这个世上所有的聪明和智慧。
But it's first because they stood apart in what they counted of true value.
这是因为他们在认为他们真正有价值的事上站立得稳。
So even in this world of captivity and this system that demanded so much of their time,
所以即使他们是被掳的。而世上的事要用掉他们很多的时间。
They knew the importance of everyday decisions and even those small decisions that could allow time to commune with the Lord, that allowed them to stay connected.
但是他们在每一件事上，甚至在小事上，他们都忠心，可以和主有交通。
And we see that multiple times a day they would have times of personal prayer, corporate prayer.
所以我们看到他们每天，他们都有自己的祷告和团体的祷告。
I don't think the long days that they spent were just wasted time to get to those individual times of prayer.
我想他们每天在地上所花的时间并不是一个浪费，当他们在他们来到主的面前之前。
I think we'll come to some verses and see that the testimony of Daniel and his friends were that the Lord Jesus Christ came out of every aspect of their life.
我们所以看到但以理和他们朋友所面临的一些试验是主耶稣在地上也经历的。
So they passed the test. They were actually found to be 10 times wiser and put in very important positions.
所以他们通过了这些试验，他们比别的人都聪明胜过十倍，他们也有很多的权利。
So now we've graduated, surely we'll have more time.
所以他们现在毕业了，有更多的时间。
I have one of the clients that I work for has a saying that every few weeks he he shares with us.
我有这样一个客户，他每过几个星期都和我们有一些交通。
And he basically says, and it comes about usually when there's a whole lot of things to do.
他每次都说他有很多的事要做。
He said, Steve, I think this week we can work just half days.
他往往对我说，Steve, 我这个星期只能工作半天。
Half days, that sounds like a pretty good deal, half days.
我说 okay, 好啊，半天。
And then he finishes the sentence. He says, you can pick which 12 hours you want to work.
他然后告诉我说，你可以选择哪里的12个小时来工作。
So his whole point being there's 24 hours, surely you can work at least 12 of them.
他想说的是说，一天有24小时，那半天就你可以工作12小时。
Well, I think Daniel and his friends found days that were 12 hours long, 15 hours long. They were in service to the kingdom of Babylon, an important positions of service.
所以我想丹尼尔和他的朋友们每天可能要花12个小时或者甚至15个小时来处理这个巴比伦王国的事情，因为他们在很重要的位置上面。
Some of the most demanding jobs alongside people that were jealous, envious, constantly looking for ways to falsely accuse them.
他们在地上的位置是这样的重要，所以有很多的人他们羡慕或者嫉妒他们，想把他们弄走。
But what occupied their hearts?
但是什么是占据他们心的呢？
Were they striving for promotion? Were they striving to make more money?
他们是想要得到提升吗？他们是想要赚更多的钱吗？
Or perhaps getting positions of power and leadership that they can teach some of these other magicians what the way to do things?
他也许有更高的职位，他也可以教他们那些术士来怎么样来做事。
I think the record shows that that's really not what was on their heart.
但是我们在圣经里面看到，这不是他们在他们心上的。
Even though they faced endless hours of demanding unfair, unreasonable requests.
虽然他们很多的时候有无穷无尽的事物要忙。
In the middle of the book, or somewhere after one of the events with King Nebuchadnezzar, he records that surely Daniel's God is the God of all gods and the Lord of all.
就像这本书里面尼布贾尼撒王所说的，丹以理的王是万王之王，万主之主。
So let's take a minute to talk about point two: this vocation or calling versus their occupation.
第二个我们是说的是你的恩召，而不是你的职业。
Here they had many hours of work, many activities to do and perform.
他们每天有很多的事情要做。
We even see a point where the king has a request.
我们甚至看到在某一处王有这样一个要求。
The king has had a dream and he wants the wise men to tell him what it means.
他做了一个梦，他让那些术士来告诉他说这个梦是什么意思。
Now he's got one criteria though. First you got to tell me what I dreamed and then you can tell me what it means.
但是他有这样一个要求说你要先告诉我的梦是什么，然后再告诉我这个梦是什么意思。
Now there was a reason no king had ever asked this before. It was totally unreasonable.
当然他有这样一个，为什么他会有这样一个要求？
Nobody can tell you what you dreamed and then tell you the dream.
所以你必须要先告诉他所做的梦是什么，然后再是这个梦的意思是什么。
But it was an important crisis because failure meant death to all the wise men.
所以，但是这边有一个很重要的事，就是说，如果他们不能做的话，那所有的术士都要被杀。
So Daniel, his friends, you find them falling on their knees, crying out to God.
所以，丹以理就和他的朋友们一起到神的面前屈膝下拜。
But when they fall on their knees, when they cry out to the Lord, it is somebody that they know.
但是当他们来到神的面前下拜的时候，他们是向一位他们所认识的神。
It was not crisis that first brought them to the Lord Jesus.
不是说因为这样一个危机他们才来到神的面前。
And they certainly don't know how the Lord will answer.
他们知道神会怎么样来回答。
But they trust that he will answer their prayer.
但是他们知道他们的神会有回应。
And he does answer their prayer.
是的，主是向他们的祷告有了回应。
He gives Daniel the answer to the prayer. He actually gives Daniel the wisdom to know the dream.
所以他把这个奥秘的事在异象当中给但以理写明，也给了他智慧。
And to interpret the dream.
来解释这个梦。
So here's Daniel's chance.
所以这边就是但以理的一个机会。
Time for him to step up and take some responsibility.
所以他可以站出来，来担当这样一个责任。
Daniel could have even taken all the glory.
他但以理甚至可以把所有的荣耀都归给他自己。
And we see Daniel do what he continually did, and that was declare that this is the provision of the Lord.
但是但以理还是做他通常所做的，就是向人显明这是他的神所预备的。
Now surely they had some human resource rules that said you can't preach the gospel at work.
所以他们也许有人事部的一个这样一个规定，说你在工作当中不能够传福音。
I don't think Daniel and his friends were free to stand up and even during lunch declare the glory of the Lord and speak forth what the word said.
所以我想但以理和他的朋友在吃中饭的时候是不被允许站出来来归荣耀给神的。
Yet, but in everything they did over and over again, that's what got displayed.
但是他们每天在地上所行的是被显明在人面前的。
And in their obedience to the Lord provided the platform. To speak forth his God.
但是他们也向着神有顺服，因为是神给了他们这样一个机会和平台。
Now Daniel could have used this to his advantage. Well, maybe we'll just put the other wise men to death first, and then I'll tell the dream.
但以理也许可以借着这样的机会，让其他的哲士被杀。
But it actually says Daniel saved all of the wise men.
但是但以理救了所有的哲士。
So then we continue through a few chapters of Daniel, and interestingly enough, Daniel has risen after this to second in command of the whole kingdom.
因为这件事，但以理就是他的位置被高升，只是在王以下。
But then, equal to his test of how do we react to a promotion comes how do we react to a demotion.
当我们来思想我们怎么样来对待被提升，或者有的时候怎么样。被降职。
Daniel was once second in command, and now somewhere he's been relegated to some low position in the kingdom.
他原来是国中除了王以外最有权的，他现在要听一些位置低的人。
The king's son has taken command and control, and he's an evil king.
那个王的儿子做了王，他是一个最恶的王。
And Daniel's nowhere to even be seen.
但以理都不在他面前。
And then we have another crisis.
我们这边有另外一个危机。
And in that crisis, and in the fear of the king and all the advisors,
因着王的害怕。
The queen remembers, wait a minute, there was one that served under your father.
太后或者王后就说，在你的父做王的时候有这样一个人。
And her one was not one that was smarter than everybody else, one that was better looking than everybody else.
他不是比别人更聪明或者更好看。
One that was nicer than everybody else, that was not her testimony.
他也不是比别人更和善，这不是他的见证。
She actually says there was one that seemed to have the spirit of a God.
在他里头有美好的灵气。
One that through him the miracles of God were worked.
能圆梦。
And so Daniel is called upon.
所以但以理就被领到王前。
And we actually see this, and won't go into the details, but we see him promoted, and we see him demoted, and we see him promoted over and over again, it seems.
所以你看到他被升高，又被降职，然后又被升高。
He serves under multiple kings.
所以他在很多的王的面前失利。
And then he gets to one of the most famous stories, which is under King Darius when he's thrown into the lion's den.
所以我们就看到下面一个有名的故事，就是在大力乌做王的时候，但以理在狮子坑中。
And we see the testimony of the king in the verses we read.
我们看到这个王的一个见证。
So Daniel, this one that was serving in the kingdom that was captive to the world.
所以但以理作为被掳的，在这个世上的王国里面服侍。
The king's testimony is Daniel.
这个王的见证是说，但以理
Jump back to my verse. Daniel, servant of the living God, whom you constantly serve.
他这边说, 神的仆人但以理啊, 你所常侍奉的神。
So we find David or Daniel constantly testifying, even in his work, even in his daily activities of life, of service to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到丹尼在他的生活，在他的工作当中， 他每天都做这样的一个见证， 他是神的仆人， 他常侍奉神。
And we see then in chapter 9 what occupies Daniel's heart.
所以在第九章里面， 我们会看到丹尼的心上是什么？
What makes Daniel an overcomer instead of being overcome by these circumstances?
那是什么事情让丹尼可以得胜， 而不是被胜过？
Chapter 9 records Daniel's prayer.
第九章里面记录了丹尼的祷告。
And interestingly enough, it reveals a lot about Daniel.
这里面向我们写明很多丹尼的。Daniel
and his friends were students of the word.
他们是神的话语的学生。
But they didn't use that word just for knowledge.
但是他们神的话语在他里面不仅仅只是知识。
Daniel actually sees through the word what is on the Lord's heart.
而是通过这些话语， 他看到主心上的心意是什么。
And he sees it's the appointed time for the years of captivity to end.
他看到他们作为被掳的事要过去。
And so Daniel goes to prayer.
所以 丹尼就这样祷告。
And in that prayer, Daniel identifies the fact that it's not about somebody else. He identifies himself with the entire human race.
但是丹尼在这边祷告， 不是说为了别人， 而是为他自己和整个人类。
He identifies himself as being amongst the sinners.
他把他自己作为罪人的一员。
And he repents.
他悔改。
And he repents for on behalf of all of the people.
他为着所有人悔改。
And he prays that the Lord would do that work to restore his kingdom on earth.
他借着这样的祷告来求我们的主， 让他的国在这个地上被恢复。
He prays that the Lord would bring back that testimony of himself.
求我们的主把他的见证再恢复在这个地上。
And we really see the most amazing thing.
我们看到最惊奇的是，
King Cyrus, who David is also serving under now,
而我们看到大利乌王，
actually makes a decree for the children of Israel to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
古列王让他甚至下了这样一个命令， 让所有的以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
Now Daniel himself is too old to return.
那个时候丹尼已经太老， 所以他不能回去。
Daniel himself seemingly doesn't enter into this fulfillment of the scripture.
我们看到丹尼他自己并没有进入到神的恢复的耶路撒冷的里面。
But in fact, Daniel is even exhorted to enter into the rest of the Lord because he will arise again for his apportionment at the end of the age.
但是丹尼看到这样的一个应许说，你必安息，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。
So despite being slaves, despite being captive, despite being very busy people,
但是虽然他是奴仆，是被掳的，很忙碌。
No doubt that they had many things about the kingdom and many things about their conditions to pray about.
所以他们当时为着神的王，他们为着他们自己的光景，有很多的事要祷告。
But they were also occupied with what was on the Lord's heart.
但是他们所最关注的是神的心意。
And they played a critical role in ushering in the fulfillment in that day.
但是他们做了这样一件重要的事情， 就是让这件神的心意能够被成全。
And then we see Daniel actually see visions, see thoughts of the Lord's heart that about more about our day than we see ourselves.
所以丹尼在当时有这样的一个意象， 可以看到神的心意比我们今天所看到的更多。
And so the question is, what are we occupied with? What is our testimony?
但是我们要问我们自己的是说， 我们每天所忙碌的是什么？
Are we occupied with communing with the Lord? Are we occupied with the Father's business?
我们是要和主交通， 是以父的事为念吗？
And even in the activities of life, in the activities of our workplace,
在我们生活的所有的事物当中，在我们工作的事物当中，
in the activities of home and school,
在我们家庭学校的事物当中，
are we occupied that the Lord's heart would be fulfilled?
我们是忙碌在让主的心意得到完全吗？
Does the world look and see us living the gospel every day?
当这个世界看我们的时候，看到福音从我们身上被活出来吗？
So I encourage all of us to keep seeking out what the Lord has created us for.
所以我请弟兄姊妹都来思想主创造我们的心意是什么。
Because he has created us, he will make us the vessels.
因为他创造了我们，他也愿意我们成为见证的器皿。
So, my job is to make sure I hand off to Michael now.
所以我现在要把时间交给张弟兄。
And he will share some continued thoughts about how to be this vessel of testimony.
所以他会和我们继续交通说怎么样来做这个见证的器皿。
我们弟兄跟我们所交通的。
We thank the Lord for what our brother has shared with us.
我也谢谢弟兄姊妹这几天为我的祷告。
And I also thank brothers and sisters for praying for me.
是我今天还可以站在这里跟大家一起来交通。
So that I could stand here and share with everyone.
我们来继续交通见证的器皿。
We're going to continue our fellowship on vessels of His testimony.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Shall we read several passages of Scripture?
我们先读《列王记上》。第八章六到八节。
Let's turn first to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 6 through 8.
列王记上八章六到八节。
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 6 through 8.
这同样 一段的圣经也在历代志下都记载过。
And the same passage is also recorded in 2 Chronicles.
我们一起来读。
Shall we read together?
祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两基路伯的翅膀底下。基路伯张着翅膀在约柜之上，掩盖约柜和抬约柜的杠。这杠甚长，杠头在殿前的圣所可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到今日还在那里。我们在读出埃及记第二十五章十三到十五节。
Shall we next turn to Exodus chapter 25, verses 13 through 15?
出埃及记第二十五章十三到十五节。
Exodus chapter 25, verses 13 through 15.
我们再来一起来读。
Shall we read together?
要用皂荚木做两根杠，用金包裹，要把杠穿在柜旁的环内，以便抬柜。这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。最后，我们再读启示录第十四章。
And lastly, shall we turn to
Revelation? 十四章第四节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 4.
启示录十四章第四节。
Revelation 14, 4.
我们就读中间的一句话。
And we'll read just the passage right in the center of the verse.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去，
他们都跟随。
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
我们继续再有一点祷告。
Shall we have another word of prayer?
主，我们愿意把余下的时间在仰望着你的手中。
Lord, again, we are willing to place the following time into Your hand.
在你愿你再借着这些我们的话，再向我们的心讲话。
Through these words, may you again speak to our hearts.
主，愿今天在这末世的时代
，That today in these end times,
你能够得着更多这样的器皿。
That you may gain more of vessels like this.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
所以读了这几处圣经，大家已经知道我要交通是什么了。
So after reading these passages, you know what I'm going to share on.
所以当讲到见证的器皿的时候，
When we're speaking about the vessels of the testimony,
我脑子里头常常会自然就想到圣殿当中或者会幕当中各样的器皿。
In my mind, I often think about the many vessels that are inside the tabernacle.
我不没有太多注意到这个刚抬约柜的杠。
And in the past, I never really thought about the poles which carry the ark.
大家都知道约柜在圣经当中是预表那个耶稣基督的见证。
We know that the ark in the Old Testament, it represents the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
约柜它希伯来原文当中就叫做见证，会成为见证的柜。
In the original Hebrew scripture, the ark is the testimony or the witness.
但是在几个星期之前，我们那个历史旧约历史组在读列王记上。
And several weeks ago, when we were reading First Kings in Bible study,
就当我们大家一起来读，读到第八章第八节的时候。
And together, as we were reading and came upon chapter 8, verse 8,
这一节圣经忽然间引起了我的注意。
This verse all of a sudden caught my attention.
这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前的圣所可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到今日还在那里。
But the poles were so long that the ends of the poles could be seen from the holy place before the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen outside. They are there to this day.
在接下来的几天当中，我一直都在主面前思想这一节圣经。
So in the following days, I continually meditated on this verse.
主就借着这段时间的默想，让我看见这个杠的一些特性。
And so through meditating, the Lord allowed me to see some characteristics of these poles.
主若愿意，我今天乐意给大家一同来分享共勉。
And so, Lord willing, I'd like to mutually encourage and share with all brothers and sisters.
我们要先来看它的这个杠的质地与身量。
Let's first take a look at the quality and the stature of these poles.
这个杠的长度大约可能跟圣所的至圣所的那个长尺寸差不太多。
And so the length of this pole should be roughly the same length as the Holy of Holies.
在会幕的时代，可能是九轴或者十轴左右的样子。
During the time of the tabernacle, it should be about 9 or 10 cubits long.
那是皂荚木的杠。
And it is also made out of acacia wood.
到了圣殿的时候。
And so during the time of the temple.
很可能是大约20多轴长的香柏木的杠。
It could be poles of the length should be about 20 cubits long.
但无论是九轴、十轴或是20多轴
，So whether it's 9, 10, or even 20 cubits long，
它们都是非常的高大的。
It's extremely long and tall.
这是讲到他们这些器皿高大的属灵身量。
It speaks of the incredible spiritual capacity of this vessel.
这是讲的属灵的身量。
It speaks of the spiritual capacity.
不是我们这个属肉体的身量。
Not this our physical capacity.
就像我们弟兄所说的，像那个大卫的大哥那样。
Just like our brother has said, the older brothers of David.
如果像这样的话，像我们这二等残废的人都没有份了。
Because if it's like us who are very short, then we have no portion at all.
木头在圣经当中总是代表指着人性说的。
Wood in the Bible always represents humanity.
无论是皂荚木或是香柏木。
Whether it's acacia wood or cedar wood.
它们都是质地极其的机密、极细、极坚硬。最上好的材料。
These are all very dense, very fine-grained, durable, and good quality wood.
这就是指着他们那些极其细致、坚毅的人性。
So it speaks of a nature that is very careful and detailed.
皂荚木生长在那个寸草不生的旷野。
Acacia wood is grown in the desert.
经受了沙漠当中的干旱、酷暑与各种沙漠风暴的袭击与考验。
And it withstands the testing of the desert, which is drought, heat, and testing of many storms.
香柏木生长在黎巴嫩的高山上。
Cedar trees grow in the tall mountains of Lebanon.
经受了高处的严寒与各种暴风雨雪的击打与考验。
It has to withstand the testing of much cold weather, high altitudes, rains, and storms.
并且他们高大的属灵身量。
And so because of their tall spiritual stature,
是他们所受的这个击打。跟考验的力度倍增。
All of the storms and testing of their strength must be doubled.
这都说明这样的像这样的器皿。
And so these vessels.
因着他们与见证的特殊关系
because of the special relationship with the testimony
他们要经受常人所不会经受的旷野与高处的严酷的考验与锻炼
they experience the testing of the harsh wilderness and high altitudes that ordinary people may not go through
他们高大的属灵身量是这些锻炼跟考验加倍的重
And so because of their spiritual capacity being larger, they go through twice the amount of training and testing.
他们坚毅的人性使他们能够在各样的艰难与逆境当中能够为着耶稣基督的见证坚定的站立。
The trait of their lives is that they are able to stand firm in the testimony of Jesus through all sorts of difficulties.
他们高大的属灵身量不单使他们能够常常摸着天与宝座
Because of their tall spiritual stature, not only can they often touch heaven and the throne,
更是耶稣的见证不受地的侵和任何属地事物的侵染
But the testimony of Jesus is not tainted by earthly things.
保持见证的属天的纯洁
And they are able to maintain heavenly purity in their testimony.
为了得到这样的器皿
So for in order to gain this type of vessel,
历史历代以来神不惜带领他所拣选的器皿经历这一切的考验
We see that God has continually trained and tested so many different vessels throughout the ages
来制作他们
To train them
在圣经中跟历史上我们可以看见很多这样的例子
And in the Bible and throughout history we see so many examples of this
我们的主耶稣就是这样子的
Our Lord Jesus was this
摩西、众先知、使徒保罗等等都是这样子的
Moses, the apostles, and the apostle Paul, etc. They all went through this training
我们再看另外在他们身上的那个特征
Let's take a look at another characteristic in them
就是十字架在他们身上的剥夺与制作
The stripping and work of the cross in them
他们经历了那个严酷的锻炼与考验，这还不够。
It's not enough for them to simply go through many testings.
神还要用十字架来剥夺、来制作他们。
But God uses the cross to strip and establish them.
你就要从树到杠，要把他们首先要砍倒。
From a tree to a pole, first they need to be cut down.
使他们能完全匍匐在地。
They need to be entirely thrown on the ground.
使他们完全脱离对地的依靠。跟地对他们的捆绑
so that they are completely set free from the bondage of this world
他们能够完全降卑自己
to be completely humiliated before God
不但如此还要经过许多的雕削
not only that but they need to go through much cutting work and carving work
使他们不再具有树的原来的样子
so they no longer look like that original tree
不但是这样子的而且要在他们身上要贴上金子
Not only that, but they are overlaid with gold
这就是十字架严厉的做工在这样的器皿身上
This is the severe work of the cross upon his vessel
好使他们完全的扑倒降卑不敢丝毫的依靠自己
So that they are entirely cast down on themselves in all humility not relying upon themselves
不敢丝毫地依靠地和任何属地的事物
They do not rely upon the world or any earthly thing
让他们脱离地对他们的捆绑
When they are set free from the bondage of this world
并把基督的性格来制作组织在他们的身上
The nature of Christ is built and established in them
他们的表现不再是他们原来的树木
So their lives no longer looks like that original tree.
因为他们完全被金子包裹。
Because now they are entirely overlaid with gold.
这就说明他们的生活是完全信心的，表现彰显基督的生活。
Now that it shows us that their life is entirely one of faith, and it expresses the divine life of Christ.
因为圣经在圣经当中，金子一方面代表经过火炼的信心。
Because in the Bible, gold, on one hand, it represents being tested and refined by fire.
也代表神属神的那生命性情。
It also represents the life and nature of God.
但凡这样的器皿，都是被这样制作而成的。
All vessels of the testimony are made in this way.
你知道，使徒保罗自己就是这样讲的。
And the Apostle Paul, he himself said.
他在哥林多后书一章八到九节，他这样讲。
In 2 Corinthians, he has said.
他说。遭遇苦难被压太重力不能胜甚至连活命的指望都绝了我们自己心里也断定是必死的叫我们不靠自己只靠叫死人复活的神
that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
前头的两个点中讲到四个样的特征。
And in these last two points, it speaks of four different points, four different characteristics.
这些特征是在会幕当中各样用那个皂荚木或者香柏木做的器皿，他们共同的特征。
These are all common characteristics of all the vessels within the Holy of Holies.
然后我们下面我们要看这个刚才约柜的这个杠，他们自己所独有的一些特征。
So now let's take a look at the characteristics only found within these two poles.
我们首先要看，这是他们的隐藏与他们的行动。
So first, we are going to take a look at their hidden life and in their actions.
大多数的时候
Most often,
当神没有行动的时候
When God is not moving,
当约柜没有行动的时候
When the ark is not moving,
这杠与约柜都一致隐藏在至圣所
The poles together with the ark are hidden in the Holy of Holies.
安息在至圣所
And they're resting there.
在幔子的后面是人所不能看见的
Behind the veil where man cannot see it.
即便是他们高大的属灵身量把那个幔子给顶着这样凸起来。
Even though they are very tall and long, so that they're poking out of the curtains.
是在只有在圣所里头服侍的祭司能够看见他们在那里。
That only the priests who are serving in the holy place know that they are there.
但却看不见他们的本相。
But you can't really see them.
但是一旦神有一个行动。
However, as soon as God moves,
但是一旦约柜有行动
and once the ark needs to be moved,
这两根杠就显明了出来
then the two poles appear,
肩负着约柜，照着真的心意往前
and they are shouldered according to the will of God as they move forward,
并且必须是，也只能是这两根杠放在祭司的肩头上，抬着约柜往前
and it must be that these two poles are placed upon the shoulders of the priest as it is moved forward.
这是神的法则
This is God's law.
在他的怜悯当中，我们都记得，他虽然容让腓力士人用牛车把约柜运回到他自己的百姓当中。
We know that in his mercy, he allowed the Philistines to use ox carts to move that ark back to his people.
但他却严禁他的百姓借用腓力士人的方法来运送约柜。
However, he strictly forbid his people to use the Philistines' method in moving the ark.
大家都记得大卫所犯的错误。
We all remember David's mistake.
虽然神爱大卫。
Even though God loved David.
大卫也爱神。
And David loved God.
但神却严厉地刑罚大卫所犯的罪。
However, God severely punished David for his sin.
就是借用腓力士人的方法用牛车来运送约柜。
And that is when he used the Philistines' method of transporting the ark with the ox cart.
大家都知道这个故事。
Everyone knows that story.
腓力士人在圣经中代表属灵的假冒。
Now, in the Bible, the Philistines, they represent spiritual counterfeits.
腓力士人的道路与方法就是那些弃绝十字架、走捷径、轻松的、出自仁义的、宗教和宗教情操的那些道路与方法。
The method of the Philistines is a way that opposes the cross, it cuts corners, it's easy, and it comes from man's religious sentiments and methods.
就是今天堕落的基督教的道路与方法。
Which is the way of today's fallen Christianity.
但愿这永远成为我们的警戒。
Hopefully this will forever be a warning to us.
弃绝任何出自当今腓力士人的方法。
That we will reject all methods of the Philistines.
靠着基督耶稣十字架死而复活的生命大能。
And rely only on the resurrected power of Christ's life.
来肩负着耶稣的见证向前。
To move forward in the testimony of Jesus.
我们的主耶稣就是这样的榜样。
Our Lord Jesus was an example of this.
直到他大约三十岁出来公开服侍之前。
Before his public ministry at age 30.
当他自己记事的时候。
When he was about 12.
只有当十二岁的时候，圣经简短地记载了他在圣殿当中待了三天的故事。
When he was about 12, the Bible records the story of him staying in the temple for 3 days.
但正是那段记载，告诉我们的主是怎么样活在神的面前。
In that very short illustration, it shows us how he lived in the presence of God.
你记得他向他的母亲玛利亚说
？You remember how he said to his mother Mary?
我不当以我父的事为念吗
？How can I not care about the matters of my father?
我不当在我父的家里吗
？How can I not remain in the house of my father?
这就是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
在此之前，只简单地提到说，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And right before that, the Bible records that the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
在这之后，也是一笔带过，说到说耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜悦他的心都一起增长。
And then also continuing, it just simply said that Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
当他30岁出来开始。神开始有行动的时候
And so when he was 30 and he came out into public ministry,
他就显明在人的面前
And then his actions were revealed before man.
之后3.5年的工作
And all of his work in 3.5 years.
使徒约翰说若是一一都记下来就是全世界的书也装不下
The apostle John says that even if the world itself could not contain all the books that would be written of what he has done.
撒母耳也是这样子的
It was the same of Samuel.
他从小就昼夜无间的在会幕当中活在神的面前。
From his youth, he day and night lived before God in the tabernacle.
你知道圣经也非常类似描述我们主耶稣的，也来记载那个撒母耳。
It's very interesting that the Bible recorded, regarding how he lived, the same way how Samuel lived was also the way Christ lived.
他说，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
And the boy Samuel grew before the Lord, and he grew in favor both with the Lord and with man.
直到他长大了，神开始有行动的时候。
And once he grew up and he began to act.
圣经又说，撒母耳长大了。
It said, then Samuel grew.
耶和华与他同在，是他所说的话，一句都不落空。从但到别是巴，所有的以色列人都知道，耶和华立撒母耳为先知。
And the Bible says that then Samuel grew, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail. All Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
之后他的服事是以色列人全家都归向主。
And his ministry was to bring all Israel back to serve God.
扭转了整个混乱的史事时代的那个时代。
Changing the entire chaotic time of the judges.
带进了国度。
To bring in the kingdom.
下面我们再看那个杠还有另外一个独特的性质。
Let's take a look at another very interesting characteristic of the pole.
就是杠从不离开柜。
That these two poles never depart from the ark.
你记得在出埃及记25:15他这样说。
We know that in Exodus 25 verse 15 it says.
这杠要藏在柜的环内，不可抽出来。
These poles shall remain in the rings of the ark; they shall not be removed from it.
数字二在圣经当中是代表见证的数字。
The number 2 in the Bible represents testimony.
也是教会两三个人的最基本的原则。
And the very basic principle of 2 or 3 in the church.
这就是说，像这样的器皿，像这样肩负耶稣基督器皿的器皿，他们绝不会是单独的人。
That means that these vessels, they are never individual and alone.
他们不是单独。来扛着耶稣基督的见证。
They never bear the testimony of Jesus alone.
而是与教会当中其他的肢体一起来刚抬着基督的见证往前。
But it is in the church, together with all members, together they bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们再强调的说。
We emphasize again.
虽然在我们个人身上都也需要有耶稣的见证。
Yes, even though individually we all do need to bear the testimony of Jesus.
但基督的见证就是基督身体的见证。
But the testimony of Jesus is the testimony of Christ.
不是靠个人单独肩负的。
It is not according to one who bears it alone.
而是靠团体来一起扛抬的。
But it is corporately shouldered together.
这就是基督身体的见证。
This is a testimony of the body of Christ.
无论约柜在哪里
，No matter where the ark goes.
无论约柜到哪里
，No matter where it goes.
这两根杠从不离开约柜。
These two poles never leave the ark.
他们与约柜同行，与约柜同住。
It moves together with the ark and abides with the ark.
即便是约柜被掳到腓力士地，落到基列野林，他们也一同与约柜在那里。
Even if the ark is captured into the land of the Philistines or even Kiriath Jearim, that is where it goes as well.
后来大约在主前587年左右，当耶路撒冷沦陷时，约柜失落，去向不明。
We know that later on, roughly around the time of the fall of Jerusalem, around 587 BC, that the ark was lost.
但我们知道神，我们确信神知道约柜在哪里。
But we know that God knows where the ark is.
那两根杠也知道约柜在哪里。
Those two poles also know where the ark is.
因为他们就跟约柜在一起。
Because they are with the ark.
他们从来不离开约柜。
They never depart from the ark.
今天有许多人在耶路撒冷四处挖掘。
Today, many people in and around Jerusalem are digging for it.
要找到约柜的下落。
They want to know where the ark is.
从而也传出许多有关约柜下落的谣传。
And so now there are many rumors of where it is.
有些谣传甚至非常的觉得让你觉得好像是真实，是真的似的。
And the rumors are spread in such a way that you feel that that's true.
我记得就住在耶路撒冷的兰培德弟兄这样讲过。
But I remember Brother Lance Lambert, who had previously lived in Jerusalem, he said.
他相信约柜很可能是落在了巴比伦。
He believes that it's very possible that the ark had been lost in Babylon.
在旧约与新约的历史当中
，In Old and New Testament history，
一直都有这样持守耶稣基督见证的器皿。
We find that there are these vessels who continually hold fast to the testimony of Jesus.
特别是当见证失落的时候
，Especially when the testimony is lost.
这些器皿他不惜一切代价来持守这个见证。
These vessels, at all costs, they still hold fast to the testimony.
他们与耶稣的见证同在。
They are in the presence of the testimony of Jesus.
比如说，当我们的主在我们的主降生的那一段时间里头
，For example, during the time where our Lord Jesus was born.
就那几个人，就是。比如撒迦利亚夫妇、约瑟夫妇、西面亚拿，还有那一群牧羊人。
There were some individuals, Zacharias and his wife, Joseph and Mary, Simeon, Anna, the shepherds.
犹如在天主教那黑暗统治时期，被后来的人称为骨中的弟兄的那些圣徒。
And there are some saints, the descendants during the dark ages of the Catholic Church, those who are called the Valley Brethren.
这些在旧约当中。就是那些敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
And in the Old Testament, these are the people who feared the Lord and who esteemed His name.
在新约，就是那些因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道而胜过魔鬼，虽至于死也不爱惜性命的人。
And in the New Testament, these are the ones who, through the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, did not love their life even when faced with death.
这些人都是羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随的那144,000得胜者。
These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes, 144,000 overcomers.
他们是羔羊的同伴。
These are those who follow the Lamb, companions of the Lamb.
他们始终跟随羔羊。
They always follow the Lamb.
始终与见证在一起。
They're always holding fast to the testimony.
始终肩负着基督的见耶稣的见证往前。
Always holding fast to the testimony and moving forward.
这就是主让我看见的这个刚才约柜的这个杠。的一些特征。
And so these are some of the characteristics that the Lord allowed me to see of these two poles.
主在今天还一直在找这样的器皿。
The Lord today is still searching for these vessels.
你我要成为他手中这样的器皿。
For you and I, if we are willing to be these vessels.
我们首先必须得有这样的心愿。
We must first have a desire.
我们必须满心关心神所关心的。
We must first be fully concerned about that which God is concerned of.
那就是耶稣基督的见证。
Which is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们的心必须爱慕属灵的事物。
Our hearts must love spiritual things.
必须爱慕让基督的性格被组织在我们的身上。
We must desire after the nature of Christ being worked out in us.
爱慕隐藏并生活在神的面前。
To desire after being hidden in and that to have that life before God.
有人一生的果效重新发出。
Because from our hearts flow the springs of life.
神从来不拣选对他无心的人。
God never chooses those who have no heart for him.
我们知道以扫就是这样的例子。
We know Esau is an example of this.
这是这样的反面的例子。
And this is a negative example.
其次，我们必须得有受苦的心智。
Additionally, we must also have that mind willing to suffer.
就是要为耶稣的见证甘愿受苦的心智。
That is the willingness to suffer for the sake of the testimony of Christ.
神从来不强迫人。
God never forces anyone.
除非我们愿意。
Unless we are willing.
除非我们甘愿把自己交在他的手中。
Unless we voluntarily are willing to place ourselves into his hands.
把我们的主权交在他的手中。
Place our rights into his hands.
即便是我们有爱慕的心愿。
Unless we have that love and desire.
他也不会拣选，不会使用我们。
Then he won't choose us and use us.
有了这样的心愿和这样的心智
，With this desire and ambition，
圣灵就会带领我们到十字架
，The Holy Spirit will lead us to the cross，
就会安排各样的环境来锻炼、来考验、来破碎、来剥夺、来制作我们
，Through all sorts of circumstances， He will train， test， crush， and strip us，
把基督的性格组织在我们的身上
，To build the nature of Christ into us，
教导我们活在神的面前
，Teaching us how to live in His presence，
使我们能够高大却谦卑。
So that we can be mighty and strong yet humble.
坚毅却温柔。
Determined yet gentle.
显明却隐藏。
Transparent yet hidden.
直到他把我们制作成这样的， 像这样的一个器皿。
Until he makes us to be like these vessels.
愿主是在这个时代当，在这个时代。
May the Lord in this generation.
在我们当中，还能多多兴起这样的器皿。
Among us, raise up more vessels like this.
在这个弯曲被谬的时代。
In today's crooked and perverse generation.
在主即将回来之前。
Before he returns.
好让我们能够在任何情况之下都紧随羔羊。
In any circumstance and environment that we would closely follow the Lamb.
坚定的。肩负着耶稣基督的见证往前。
To firmly hold on to the testimony of Jesus as we move forward.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have another word of prayer?
我们把这一主，我们把这一点残缺的话再次仰望到你的手中。
Lord, with these simple words, Lord, we place it into your hand.
愿你补全那残缺的。
Lord, may you fill in that which is incomplete.
愿你的灵实在是借着这些话。在我们身上做那完全的工作。
May your spirit through these words do your perfect work.
直到你能够完全得着我们。
So that you can completely gain us.
也能够完全把我们制作成像这样的器皿。
And build us into these vessels.
在你的手中能够合乎你用。
That in your hand we may be useful.
我们在地上，好让我们地上在活在地上没有别的目的。
So that while we live on this earth we have no other purpose.
就是为着你自己的见证。
But for your testimony,
等候着你自己的回来。
To wait for your return.
主，我们把我们自己，把教会仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we place ourselves in the church back in your hand.
在你愿意在这末后的时代。
That in these end days.
在这弯曲被谬的时代。
In this crooked and perverse time.
你继续你自己的善工。
That you continue your good work.
得着这样的器皿。
To gain vessels.
好让基督身体的见证在我们中间被建立。
So that the testimony of the body of Christ may be built among us.
我们把深处的敬拜都来归给你。
We give you the worship from the depths of our hearts.
谢谢你垂听我们祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
靠耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.